We are now going to start the last perek of the Shemona Parakim, the eighth and final chapter of the Rambam. The Rambam is going to bring everything together regarding our discussion about midos, what it means to be a growing person, and how we all put it together. Really, really last week, the seventh chapter really kind of brought everything together with, you know, being a Navi and trying to strive to be the best person we can be and perfecting our seichel and our midos and all of those things. Here, as the Rambam has titled the chapter, B'teva Enoshi, we're going to talk about the nature of human beings and people and how, really, we're going to talk about our free choice and Bechira and where Bechira plays a role and where Bechira does not play a role. The first part, what we'll talk about this week and a little bit next week, we'll be really talking about Midos and making decisions. And the last part is going to be more philosophical about, you know, things about people being punished and like how did Paro, why was Paro punished if he was given free choice and if Hashem already made a gzeira, the Jewish people were going to be enslaved. All the types of big types of philosophical questions we'll talk about next time. Let's begin. Ready? Lo yitachein. It is not possible, says the Rambam, she'adam b'teva, that a person in his nature, mitchilas b'riyaso, from the moment that you are born, ba'al maila, that you have all of these amazing qualifications and all these amazing things, velo bal chisaron, or he'll be not lacking in some area. Meaning, nobody is born good, nobody is born bad. Nobody is born good at sports, nobody is born bad at sports. Nobody is born angry, and nobody is born peaceful. We have free choice. And this is an incredibly important yesod in the Rambam and by Rav Shlomo Hoffman. It is critical that we always remember that we have free choice. Meaning, just like it's not normal to say, it's not reasonable to say that you and your nature are a loving, giving person from the time you're a little baby, is as ridiculous to say that you, from the time you were a little baby, had all the skills necessary and really going to be a plumber. That a baby has those skills necessary. A baby is not born with the intuitive ability to be a better plumber than another person. Rather, what we have is b'teva muchan. We have potential. Some people are born with their potential leaning a little bit more this way, or their potential leaning a little bit more the other way. B'shehiyu p'ulos zu kalos alav mi'p'ulos zulasa. And some things in life you'll be more easily attracted to, and some things in life may be more difficult or challenging for you. A person is born predisposed to certain traits. But you're not born with those traits. You have a netiya. You lean towards certain areas. And the Rambam here characterizing this idea of the ma'alos, these character advantages, is only those things that a person develops within himself, either because he was brought up properly or he worked hard later in life to perfect his character. And we'll talk about this in a moment. But we cannot say, says the Rambam, that a person is born with naturally good traits. No one here was born better or worse than anybody else. If those traits are not somehow nurtured in life, as we're going to see, they're going to remain hidden in potential, but they're never going to be realized in practice. The most we can say is that a person is born predisposed towards those advantages, such that, as the Rambam is going to explain, it might be easier in life to develop this, or it might be more difficult in life to develop it a certain way. But something that, based on his surroundings, but that's something we discussed also in Perek Dalet, but this is what the Rambam is going to lay out right now. Let's see. He says, Mashal zeh, let me give a mashal. She adam shemizigado nota el hayovesh via etzem mocho zach ma'at halachios. Okay, we need a little bit of background now to science in the days of the Rambam. In the second century, there was a Greek physician, if we can call him that. His name was Galen. And he developed this idea that a person's nature and their makeup and how they act is based on four fluids or four humors that are in the person's body. There's blood, and there's phlegm, and there's yellow stuff, and there's black stuff, whatever. We're not getting into all the thing. It doesn't happen nowadays. He was wrong. But the Rambam, in his discussion of the way people act and behave, is basing it on the cutting-edge medicine of his time, which was Galen in the 2nd century. Okay? So what the Rambam is saying here, that a person has mizgo hanot el hayovesh, that his mezeg, his makeup, the internal makeup, is more yovesh. It's more dry, meaning there's not so many liquids or fluids. Be'etzem mocho zach, and his moach, his brain, is clear. Ma'at halachios, because there's very little fluid in the brain. Again, that does not apply nowadays. I'm just translating to you how the Rambam understands the medicine of his day. V'nei ze yiklu alav hazechira. If a person has such a makeup within their fluids or the humors of their body, so it's yakel, it's easier, zechira, to remember, habanis inyanim, to chap ideas, to understand things, yosim asher ish bal licha levana. More than the person who has a lot of lecha levana, not to be gross, means phlegm. More than the person who has a lot of phlegm in his brain or whatever they thought it was, okay? That's the nature of that person. Rav Halechos Bamach has a lot of moisture in his brain. Avlim Yunach Oso. But if the person who has, by his nature, the ability to remember things well or to understand things quickly, he is just leaves it, he doesn't develop that koach. So, B'mizgo Alzos Maila, and he doesn't develop this predisposition that he has, mibli limud klal, and he never learns, mibli shioru b'koach, and he never awakens that potential, harehu yishar sicha b'lo safek, he's going to remain a fool. You can be born with the predisposition to remember things very well. It's possible. But if you don't learn anything, so what is that going to matter? If you don't push your brain to remember, if you don't use your koach hazechira, then it's just a waste, says the Rambam. And let's say a person learns and he understands, but he's av b'teva. He's like thick in the head. He doesn't chop things so quickly. Why? Rav halechas, because he has a lot of phlegm. Again, not to be gross. Harehu yodeh v'yavin. He can understand things, ava bakoshu vigia, but it will be much more difficult, right? Some people are born with a predisposition. They get ideas quickly. They remember things for a long time. That's nature. But if you don't develop it, it's a waste. Some people don't have the ability to remember things that quickly or understand things that quickly. That's the nature they are born with. But they can still overcome that. They can work hard and they can still learn and know a lot of things and be accomplished as well. And some people in their nature will be more warm. Again, he's talking here again from Galen, that they might have more blood, and if you have more blood, it makes you more, you know, warm-blooded, and you get more excited, whatever it may be. And therefore, he's more brave. He is predisposed towards being brave. Then his nature is that he's not a brave person, but the makeup of his nature makes him easier in his life to be brave and not to be scared. And if he would train himself to be heroic and to be someone who steps up in a time of difficulty, then it would be much more easier for him to access that part of who he was. And another person is more cold in their nature, meaning they're more fearful and they're not as excited about things. By nature, this person is more scared, more reserved, not as out there in getting involved in things. But even the person in their predisposition, when they were born, who was more of a scaredy cat, more timid, you can learn to overcome that. They're not going to say, oh, this is who I am for the rest of my life. It might take more work to overcome the nature of who you are, but you can do it. And if he wanted to be a gibor, if he wanted to be heroic, he wanted to be someone who was brave, he could do it. But again, he has to do this over time in order to train himself there as well. And in principle, every person has the available characteristics to do whatever they want to do. The only question is, which of those characteristics are stronger or weaker within your nature? And therefore, if a person opens his stronger characteristics, the potential will be realized more quickly. The weaker kochos nefesh will take longer to develop. But if you keep focused on developing, even the weaker kochos, eventually they will mature. Does this make sense? Everyone understands what the Rambam is saying? Okay. That was an introduction, a yisod. Let's continue. Va'amnam. Biyarti l'chazeh. But I need to tell you something. Kedei shelo techashov la'amisios osan hazihios shibudon bale gzeiros hakochabim. I want you to not think about what those astrologers came up with these false ideas. Ba'asher heim tonim, because the astrologers claim, ki moldos b'nei adam yisimum bale milo bale p'chisus. The very way that a person is born, under the stars, under the constellations, under the astrology that a person is born, will make them bale maila or bale b'chisus. You will be good in this area, or you will be bad in that area. That is predetermined. V'sha'adam mukhrach al osam pula stafka. And he must therefore behave in this way. This is who I am. I was born this way, so I have to act this way, because this is the way Hashem made me. But you have to know. Kidavar muskam alav, because it is agreed upon mitorah senu, from our Torah, uber philosophios yavan, and from Greek philosophy, kamosh amisu ta'anos ames, and we are saying this is the ames, shema'ase adam kulam mesurim alav. Every action that you have, every action that a person has, every action that a person does is in your hand. You are able to do and overcome all of these things. Ein kofa alav behem. Nothing in the way you were born forces you to behave anyway. V'lo moshech lo mibachutz b'shampanim. And nothing outside of you is pulling you to do something that you don't want to do. Shiatu o mailo b'chisas, that something else is making you behave properly, or something else is making you behave improperly as well. Ela im kein tihachana mezigas bilvad. The only thing that you have inside of you is a predisposition. You have a netiyah towards this way or towards that way. Kamo shebe'arne, as we said, shiyakel b'glal adavar, it might be easier to behave a certain way in life, or yakasha, or it might be more difficult to behave a certain way in life. Aval shiyichui b'yimna, that you have to do something, or you're definitely not going to do something, because that's the way Hashem made you, ein b'shum panim. It is not true. It is critical, says the Rambam, that we have to understand this. The Rambam wants us to develop this idea that we have bechira in every single one of our actions. And there's no such concept that you're forced to act a certain way. The only difference between each person is whether it's easier to achieve that way of behavior or it's more difficult to achieve that way of behavior. And a person is mechuyev, they're commanded to use your bechira and to find what is advantageous to you, and what's going to be a pitfall to avoid that thing. And these are the kochos that you attain with avoda, with bechira, and all these different facets. Just one second. We're going to need this later, so can we just pass these around? We'll get to these later. Okay, let's go back inside. Says the Rambam, V'ilu hayadam mukhrach amasa. Let me explain to you why this is a fundamental idea that every Jew and human being needs to know. Says the Rambam here, I'm not just philosophizing for the sake of it. This is integral to know. You must know this. Hu betele matzivei vizer matorim. If that was the case, that we are predetermined to behave in a certain way, well then, what's the point of mitzvos? And what's the point of warnings in the Torah? V'yakoze shav gomer. The whole Torah is a waste. Ho'il ve'ein bechira la'adam b'mashiyasa. If there is no choice, and you must behave a certain way, because you were born that way, you were born under this astrological sign, or this is just my genetic makeup, and this is the way my parents are, so said the Rambam, what's the point of the Torah? Because you don't have free choice. K'mo kein hayim ischayif bita halimud. There'd be no reason to learn, v'achinuch, and to educate, v'lemidas melachos kulan, or to even go learn how to get a job. Kol zehe hevel be a waste. Ho'il, v'adam ein manus lo, v'achreich, because I have to do this. I have to behave this way. Biglal shemosh kumichutz. Because there's an outside force that's forcing me to behave this way. L'shitas misha sobriket. Again, according to those astrologers who think that way. Mimaisa ploni sheasu, umimedza ploni sheedu, that this person has to act this way, and this person needs to think this way. Umimida ploni sheetakana lo, and this is the mida that this person has already established. Vaya schar va'onesh gamkin evil gamar. And then what's the point of schar va'onesh, right? Why would Hashem punish you for something if you are just predisposed. If you have to be angry because Hashem made you angry, and that's just the way I am, this is my genetic makeup, and this is the way my parents are, and yada, 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 whatever it may be, so then why would Hashem ever punish you for doing something in anger? But that's the way you were made. How could Hashem punish you? There's no skar v'onesh. Hemimenu kitzosenu l'kitzosenu v'hem me'eshelanu. That should go in the way society punishes you. I'm sorry, officer. I just, Hashem made me loving to drive fast. I just have to drive fast. I'm sorry, I know I was doing 30 in a 40, but like I was doing, you know, 60 in a 40, and I know it wasn't safe, and it was a work zone, and there was children crossing the street at the same time. What am I going to do? Like, you know, this is the way Hashem made me. How could anybody punish you if that was the case? And how could Hashem punish you if you were forced to behave a certain way? And this is just the way I am. Lefi shezeh, Shimon horeg Ruvain. Shimon kills Ruvain. Im hayezeh kifoy muchrach laharog. Well, if he is just designed to be a thoughtless killing machine, v'zeh kifoy muchrach laharog, maneno shel Shimon. Why am I being punished for Shimon? I'm supposed to kill. This is the way things are, right? Hashgachar Pratzis. Hashem wants me to kill. It must be the way I'm supposed to act. Ve'eichi tachen gam kein alav yisala. Sadek ve'yashir she'anisho ha'maisa she'en manus l'masoso afilu yishadol shol yela l'yachol. To be at sadek, to be yashir, all these things. How could there be a punishment if there's no purpose of trying? Ve'yu gam kein betelus ha'chanus kulan ad achron ha'shaban. There's no point of working on anything. There's no point of preparing anything. Drop out of school. Don't try to get a job. Don't try to get a profession, because why? Well, Hashem gave you all the kochos you have in order to do it. It's already predetermined. So what's the point? Mibinias batzim, building a house. Kinias hamazon, buying food. Havrech mi ba'eitz pachad, running away from danger. Vizula zeh, ki asher nigzer shiyeh. If everything was gozer, everything was predetermined, ein manus miyosi, you can't escape it. Vizeh kulo shav v'sheker gomer. The whole idea that a person thinks, this is just the way I am. My parents made me this way, Hashem made me this way, society made me this way, it's all sheker. V'negen muskol v'morgash. It's against what makes sense in our brain, and it's against our senses as well. V'harisa schomas haTorah. And it is mamish, the destruction of the Torah. V'yichos avel Hashem yisala. And it's a slap in the face to Hashem. Chalil lo mizeh chas v'shalom. It is critical, says the Rambam, that you must understand and know that you have bechira chafshis. You have the choice to do what is right and do what is wrong. And it's nobody else's fault. It doesn't mean that people don't struggle. And it doesn't mean that there are not conditions that made it difficult. But if you have free choice, you're responsible for your actions. And you have to do something about it to make sure you behave properly and not behave improperly. Vamnam. Ha'emes asher ein safek bazeh. He says the emes of all of this is. Shemase adam kulam musura my love. All of the man's actions are in his hand. Im yirtze yase. If you want to do something, you can do it. Im yirtze lo yase. And if you want to choose not to do it, it's up to you. Mibli kafiyah mibli hechrech lo kach. Nobody is forcing you to do a thing. Personal responsibility is a major yesod in having good midos. Does that make sense? Right? It's up to me to behave properly or to not behave improperly. Ulefichach, chiyuva ha-mitzvah. And look at the mitzvahs of the Torah. Va'amar, re'ei nesati levenecha yom esachayim yesatov. Says Hashem, look today, I gave you good, I gave you life, that which is good. V'yasa mavis v'sara, death and that which is bad. U'bacharta b'chayim. It's up to you to choose what is life, says the Torah. V'nasana b'chira lana v'zeh, we have free choice. V'chuyav onesh l'mishi avar. And you have to be punished if you violate it. V'gumul l'mishi ishma. And there's a reward for those who do the right thing. M'tishmu v'im lo tishmu. Whether you listen or whether you don't listen. V'chiyuvo halimud v'islamdus. And we are chayv now to learn. We're chayv to become better. It says in Dvarim, "Blimadatam osam espenechem." Teach your children Torah. Blimadatam osam mishmartam lasosam. Teach our children to learn and to develop. V'chol mashaba b'limud behergal mitzos. To learn and to train ourselves in Torah and in mitzos and to behave properly. V'chiyuvo gam kein achanus kulan. And we are also responsible to train ourselves, to make ourselves ready to be able to learn the Torah. Kamo shakasa b'sefer ha'emes, as it says in the Torah, v'yasisa ma'akeh ki yapol hanofel, right? What's the mitzvah in the Torah? You have to make a mica. What's a mica? If you have a high area, you have a stage, you have a house that has a balcony, you have to put a fence around it, right? If you have a porch that's off the ground, why? Because if someone is on your porch or your balcony or your stage, they could fall and hurt themselves or maybe die. So the Torah says there's a mitzvah to build a maka, to build a fence along those high areas. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So says the Rambam, the Torah is telling us, you have to make sure it's safe, because someone might fall. Ah, the person should, you know, if they fall, they fall. It's a Hashem's hashkacha, right? It must be Hashem's will they fall. No, make things safe. Prepare things. Set up a world that's responsible to live in. Pen yamos b'milchama. We say as well, people go to battle, they might die. That's a free choice. Things happen in war. People die, people live. And it says as well, lo yachbal rechaim v'rechav, v'harbe mo, a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah, v'sifrei nevi'im mezeh ha'inyan, v'tzilomar ha'achana. We make precautions in life. We have to be responsible and to behave in a certain way. Now, together with the comments over here and what the Rambam said in the fourth chapter, the Rambam is showing us that in every person's life, there are three stages or circles of influence that develop a person. The first stage of a person's life is the characteristics you have when you're born. Again, do you have to behave that way? No. People have natia. They lean, they have a predisposition towards one way or the other. That's the first thing. The second thing, as the Rambam taught in the fourth chapter, is the influence that you absorb from your surroundings. That's the second thing that affects a person when they grow up. And the last thing, the Rambam says, is the characteristics you develop within yourself. So there's, again, stage one, your predisposition. Two, the friends and surroundings you have as a young person. And finally, how you develop yourself. Here, the Rambam speaks about the characteristics a person has when they're born and how they develop those characteristics on their own. The second category he spoke about in Perek Daled regarding the influence that surroundings have on a child. It happens to be, so Shlomo often says, Zoet is the age bracket that has the greatest influence on a child regarding how they're going to behave later in life. Ages 3 to 4. Okay? 3 to 4 are the influences around them that will have the greatest impact about how they'll behave, how they'll view the world, and would implant that in the most serious way. He says that he heard from Rav Dessler that the most of the designing of a child's nature occurs during those years. The building of the nature of a human being happens 3 to 4. So for most of us, I'm sorry, we're past that primary time. Now again, it doesn't mean, well, I'm sorry, you know, I had a miserable motor when I was 3 and 4 years old, so like, you know, sorry, this is just the way I am. That was critical in developing, and it has a major play later on in life. But we still have free choice, we still have bechira to work on ourselves regardless of the situation. After the age of 4, the nature of a child begins to settle, and it's much more difficult to change the nature of that person after the age of 4. Something to think about as you go forward in your own life as well. That's what he says over here. Okay. Aval halashon hanimsa l'chachamim v'amram. Says the Rambam, we need to explain a very difficult and challenging expression. The Gemara says, Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz mi Yerushamayim. Everything is out of Shemayim except for Yerushamayim. Well, we just spent the last 20 minutes talking about everything is in our hands. And the Gemara says, Hakol bidei shemayim, chutz mi Yerushamayim. Harayu emes, it's emes, it's true. U'mechaven al ma shezacharnu. And it actually aligns with what we've said. But many people misunderstand what that phrase means. And they think that you have a little bit of free choice in life. You can make some decisions. But really you're forced to do other things. Who you're going to marry. Or how much money you're going to make. Okay? So let's talk about these two things. We're going to talk a little bit about Shidduchim, and a little bit about money. B'ze'enu emes. It's not true, says the Rambam. Ki zo se'isha. I said, look at the brilliance of the Rambam, right? We've been taught. Anybody ever took Jewish life cycles in 12th grade? Yes? So we've been taught about Besheret, and how Besheret is confusing, and it doesn't make any sense, and I have 7 Besherets, and no Besherets, or whatever it may be. Fine. But listen to what the Rambam says. This is a critical idea when it comes to this topic. He says, at its essence, what is getting married? It's a mitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah in the Torah for a man to marry a woman. That's what the Torah says. Kizosa isha, im haisa lekichasa b'ksuva v'kedushin. We give a ksuva, we do kedushin. V'imutares, v'niisa l'pir v'rivya, harei a mitzvah. And it's a woman that the man is allowed to marry according to the Torah. And they want to try to have children. That's a mitzvah. B'hashem lo yigzer b'asiyas mitzvah. Says the Rambam, we all know that when it comes to doing mitzvahs, we have free choice, right? Hashem can't make a gzeira in how you're going to do a mitzvah, right? Does Hashem make you make a bracha this morning or not make you make a bracha? Does Hashem make you speak Lashon Hara or not speak Lashon Hara? No, none of those things, right? So says the Rambam, if getting married is a mitzvah, what does that mean? If it's one of the 613 mitzvahs, it must mean that you have total, 100% unbiased free choice. Because if getting married is a mitzvah, it means you have total bechira, and nothing is predetermining who you're going to marry. That's what the Rambam says. V'imhaya b'nesua pegam. If a man marries a woman that's asked him to marry, harei avera, that's an avera. V'ashamu yigzar avera. We're going to tell him, I'm sorry, I know I was a kohen and I married a grusha.
Wow.
If a kohen goes and marries a grusha, a kohen can't marry a divorced woman, right? So what he's going to say, it's beshert. I married her, so it must be beshert, right? If a Jew, chas v'shalom, goes and marries, you know, a non-Jewish woman, right? Shloima goes, chas v'shalom, marries Cindy, right? So what is Shloima going to say? I'm sorry, you know, it's beshert. I married Cindy, so it must be the rest of Hashem. No, that's ridiculous. So says the Rambam, why would I think about Shidduchim any other way? If it's a mitzvah, then there's total bechira and 100% in your hands of who you're going to marry. B'cheinz asher gazel mamun ploni, or if you steal money from someone, o gunvo, o ma'al v'chichesh, and then you lie, v'nish below b'mono, and you swear in court that really I didn't steal the money, but you did. Im namar shishem gazel al yezeh shigil yado zeh mamun, v'shiyatze miyad zeh achar, and you say, you know, it's min ha-shamayim, I had to make a parnasa, Hashem provides. Now, by Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decided how much money I'm going to make. So this is the money I made by stealing and cheating and getting it, so it must be the Ratzon Hashem that this was given to me. Does that make any sense to any of us? So says the Rambam, it must be then that making a parnasa is not b'yidei shamayim. What is it? It's bechira, it's up to you. Making a parnasa is a mitzvah, so it's up to you to do it. Hinei kvar gazer ba'aveira. V'ne davar kein. Ela kol ma'asei adam ha-bechirim. All the things that you choose. Bemlo safek yimsu mashmos v'meri. If anything in life, it could be a mitzvah or it could be a rebellion. You have free choice and it's up to you. Kikvar b'yarnu b'perek v'shen, we explain in the second perek. Shat sivoy v'hazhara ha-toriyim. All of the mitzvahs of the Torah, emnam heim b'ma'asim asher la'adam b'v'chira, behem im yasel yasam. Any single time there's a mitzvah in the Torah, it means you have free choice. It can't be any other way. U'b'zeh ha-chelek min ha-nefesh shir yira shemayim. The chelek of the nefesh that has yira shemayim. The Eina B'yidei Shemayim, that's not in the hands of heavens. Elohim Mesur B'chiras Adam, you have free choice, it's given over to you, Kamosha B'yarnu. V'im Kain, Omrim, we say Hakol. What does it mean, Hakol B'yidei Shemayim? Amnam Yirtzu Bo HaDvar Metiviyim, Asher Ein La'adam B'chir B'hem. So what does it mean, Hakol B'yidei Shemayim, Chutz B'yidei Shemayim? What don't you have control over? Nature that lands in your lap. Things that you're out of control. Kugon, Hayos Arach HaKatzar, short or tall. Is that up to you? No, it's the way you were made. That's the nature of how you were born physically. Oh, redes matra betsuros. Whether you're going to have a rainy year or a dry year, right? The market's going to go up or the market's going to go down. All those things that surround you, that's hakol b'dei shemayim. That's what Hashem is sending you a message that you have to figure out what to do. Oh, hifsid avir b'riyaso. You live in a population that has clear air to breathe or unhealthy air to breathe. That's not up to you. That is hakol b'yidei shemayim. Uchayotze b'zeh mikol ma'ashev olam, whatever we find in the world, chutz mitznuas ha'adam u'menuchoso. Except for the movements of the act of man's or when he decides to rest. Meaning, whatever you do with your body, your mind, is 100% up to you. Everything else in life is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does that make sense? Do you understand this? The Rambam is saying an important yisod. Now, we have a lot here to say about, we're almost at a half hour. We have a lot here to say about shidduchim. Do you want me to have that talk now, or do you want me to save it for next week? Now?
Yeah.
Now. Okay. So let's see. Let me tell you what Shlomo Hoffman says on this piece over here. He says that there is a very important principle as a prelude to any discussion about shidduchim here. Whether a shidduch with someone who you're going to marry is a gzeira min hashamayim, or whether shidduchim is subject to each person's bechira, who he's going to get married, when he's going to get married, all those things. So he says that some people make the mistake of thinking that Shidduchim is a decree from Shemayim. But the Rambam here is saying us clearly, what is it? It's Bechira. Now I hand it out to you, we don't have time right now. This is a tshuva of the Rambam. A tshuva of the Rambam where he discusses this as well. And the Rambam writes in this tshuva that marriage is a maisa that depends on a person's Bechira. And he proves this in the fact that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa and that the Torah asks marrying certain people. And it's critical to understand that in marriage, there's a mitzvah and there's an aveira. And therefore, marrying something or marrying anyone depends on the person's bechira, like any mitzvah in the Torah. It's our choice to make. In that tshuva, the Rambam replies to a questioner. The questioner asked him the following issue. The Gemara says in Sota that 40 days before the formation of the child, are 40 days, mem yom, before Yetziras Havlad, at the time of conception. So it says, Bas Ploni Laploni, the daughter of this one to this one, and all these things. And it says, what does that mean? It's all obviously b'sher, it's all predetermined who a person's going to marry. So the Rambam replies to this person, Chas v'shalom, to say that there's no choice in marriage. And even, he says, if there's a difficulty in understanding what Chazal are saying, it doesn't mean you uproot the yesodos of Torah mitzvahs. What's a bigger yesod for a Jew? That we have Bechira Chavshis? Or, you know, you might marry your Beshert who's living in Japan right now. What's a bigger yesod in Yiddishkeit? Hello? Bechira Chavshis is a bigger yesod. So says the Rambam, you have a question based on one line in a Gemara in Sota about, you know, 40 days, things like that. He says, okay, so you have a question. Nobody dies from a question. But your question from one line in a Gemara can't uproot a yesod in Yiddishkeit that we have Bechira Chavshis. And we don't drop all the yesodos of Torah and mitzvos based on this. And if you see the Rambam there, he says it's because he says that it is a wonderful thing regarding the limits of choice. And he sees this to show how the Rambam replies to him that we were taught in yeshiva, you know, from a question you're not going to die. And he says it's better to stay, the Rambam says, it's better to stay with a question. How does Bashir work? Or what does that Gemara mean? Than to come up with something that's sheker and against the Torah. And even if you don't understand the explanation, what Chazal are saying, you know, 40 days before, the ikar of Yadus should not be distorted to say that marriage is not dependent on Bechira. It's clear that who we marry depends on your choice, like any other mitzvah that comes to Bechira. And therefore, when talking about Shaduchim, Sefer Shlomo Hoffman, you have to know that it's a decision that a person chooses and decides for himself. As in all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's a choice, so too in Shaduchim. And the person is a bocher. You are a chooser, because every action that is a mitzvah has a choice in it. And you can decide whether you want to fulfill this or do this mitzvah, or you don't want to do that mitzvah. And you determine how you're going to do that action. In the topic of Shaduchim, everything depends on a person's choice and to who you marry and to when you're going to marry as well. So he goes on to say that everything we're talking about over here is all about knowing how one should behave according to the limits of the Torah. And that's how we've always been brought up, that every action a Jew does has halachic parameters. And this is just an important side point. He says, look what the Rambam did. We thought Shaduchim was just like this very, like, floaty, airy, nice idea about who we're going to marry. But the Rambam takes Shaduchim and he puts it in a Shulchan Aruch, right? He says, it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, it needs to follow the parameters of every mitzvah as well. And he says, this is what it means to be a bocher. Then he tells the following story. Ready for this story? He says that when he was young, after he got married, he lived in Bnei Brak, and there was a run-up to municipal elections, local elections in Bnei Brak. And they organized a joint list of representatives from the Mizrahi and the Agudas Yisrael about who was going to run together to be on the government in Bnei Brak. And they came to an agreement amongst themselves on 14 candidates, and there was an argument about the 15th spot. And someone came to Shlomo Hoffman and said, you should be the 15th representative to run for the government position. So he said, I don't really like politics. I was never involved in politics, and I was very uncomfortable with it. But for the sake of Shalom, I agreed I would go and do this. But I said, it's on condition that I would have to make it work for me, that I have to be Shoal Eitzer from the Talmud Chacham. I'm not going to go and do this and run for politics and get involved in politics unless I ask a Shaila first. Because every action and decision depends on halacha and the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. So they started arguing with him. What's the shiloh over here? What is, you're going to be on like who's in charge of like the sewage plants and like who's in charge of the garbage collection? Why is that something that needs a shiloh? So Shlomo Hoffman told them, there's a lot of issues going over here. Where the money is going to go to sewers? Is the money going to go to building a Talmud Torah? What comes first? So they asked him, will you accept the psak of the questions that are going to come up? Meaning, who are you going to go and ask? Who are you going to ask your shilas to? So Shlomo Hoffman said, I live in Bnei Brak. the Rav of Bnei Brak at that time was Rav Yaakov Landau. So I'm going to go ask him. He's a pretty, yeshivish guy. And I'm going to go ask him my shilas. Very quickly, he was informed that he was no longer a candidate to run for the government position in Bnei Brak. Because they didn't want to hear what the Torah had to say about these things. They wanted someone who was going to be a politician. So why is he telling this? So that we understand the basic fact that every action that a Jew does in life has a halakha question. And everything is measured according to the parameters of the Shulchan Aruch. And everything a person's choice comes up with, whether to follow the Ratzon Hashem and to go according to the Shulchan Aruch or vice versa. And therefore, when we want to talk about the matter of Shidduchim, you have to know there's a choice in it. And it's your decision about whether you want the spouse to be wise, to be rich, to be beautiful, whatever it may be. And the Gemara says in Tainus that the Benos Yisrael would go out on Tu B'Av, right? And they would go into the vineyards, and the girls would tell the men to focus either on the beauty, or the wisdom, or the yichus of the person they choose to marry. So what do we see in that Gemara? The person chooses who they want to marry. And therefore, a person should know that they have a choice and a decision who they want to marry, and that Shidduchim fall on the level of Bechira, and the level of Halacha, and Shulchan Aruch.